Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
You know that moment when you find something new and you've got to share it with your girlfriends? Like the time I discovered a fantastic new little wine bar near our house, and I called Karen, my best friend, up and said, please meet me there within the hour because we have got to try out this new place. Or when another girlfriend of yours drops a new book series off on your doorstep and says, hello, you have got to stop what you're doing and be reading this. You'll thank me later. I actually want to share with you five entrepreneur females that I follow on Instagram who have taught me how to be a better podcast host. Ironically, most of them don't even have a podcast. The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on because, girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word. Now, before we get into the five female hosts that I want you to know about, I will say some of them I have met in person and some of them I just follow on the gram. It's always a really special thing when you get to meet one of your Instagram heroes in person. I love to see if they show up online the same way that they show up in person. So everyone I'm going to introduce you to today, I'll let you know if I've met them in person and if they're the same. Hint, hint, they are. Now, this first one may be someone you've never heard of before. Her name is Caroline Flett. At least I think that that's how you pronounce it because I've never met her in person. But oh, is my saved folder full of her reels. And here's why. Caroline is super engaging to watch on Instagram, and her whole thing is to teach you how to create great Instagram reels. I started following her thinking that I would get better at it. But she actually teaches you Instagram hacks on stories, reels, posts, ways that you can create and get creative in your content on Instagram that I didn't even know existed. I love a good hack. In fact, even better, I love a good hack that I can actually replicate by watching what she does and then taking it step by step myself. I find all too often on like Pinterest that they're telling me to do stuff and yeah, my final product does not look like what it should be. Have you ever felt that way? If you're a Pinterest girl, I'm sure you have. So Caroline is that influencer on Instagram that I click the little follow button and every single time she puts something new, I get notified about it and I'm totally willing because there's a really good chance that when she's producing something and her content hits my, you know, eyesight and I watch it, I've already been sitting and thinking, how can I make my stories more interesting or create a reel for today anyway? So she gives me that inspiration. It's really important to me to be able to integrate what someone's teaching me into my own business. And what I like about what she teaches is not only can I do it pretty easily, but it helps me create stories and reels for the podcast or for podcast her, the business, that are more engaging, entertaining, and quite frankly, fun to make. So there you go. If you want to follow someone that'll teach you how to create content in a way you can actually use, Caroline's your girl. All right. Second on my list of influencers, you better be following Chelsea Pites. Chelsea is this super vibrant real estate Instagram speaker. She speaks on stages at places like Inman or for the big real estate companies. And she has a program to teach you how to create Instagram reels. Again, I find a lot of my influencers trying to figure out this Instagram thing. Here's what I love about Chelsea. Although her niche is real estate, it actually applies to everybody. She teaches how to create content that is uncopyable for your brand. And how critical is that for all of our businesses? It doesn't matter if you're an author, a speaker, a coach, you run a company like I do, or you're a real estate agent. Building a brand that's uncopyable and that is authentically you and people know who you are is so important to Chelsea, and that's what she teaches. And let me tell you, I always know it's a Chelsea post when it's bright, it's vibrant, it's got a lot of patterns. I mean, Chelsea shows up in, you know, bedroom slippers with big emojis on them, leopard print pants, and a wild as heck blazer on. She is on point with her clothing, and it's part of her brand to be sparky and fun. And she's got it nailed down in the non-traditional way that isn't just, it doesn't look like what everybody else's does. And I love that about her. I've also had the pleasure of meeting Chelsea. She's one of those people that, although I didn't know her, I DM'd her at one point, said, "Hey girl, hey, you want to meet up for a cup of coffee? I'm at a real estate conference." At the time it was eXp Realty. And she said yes. And we met for a cup of coffee very safely in the hotel lobby so that she felt safe and I felt safe because, hey, it's, you know, social media. You never know what kind of creepo is on the other end. And what I found was Chelsea's the same person in person as she is online. And that's really important because when you're an influencer and when you are teaching people to do stuff, especially when what you're teaching them is to be authentic, then you want to be authentic. I then met up with Chelsea at another conference in Las Vegas and we had a glass of wine. She had about 20, 25 people there having wine. And for the second time I got to meet her in person, she showed up the same person as she did when she was speaking on stage. So I love that Chelsea really does live her brand as much as she is teaching you to live yours. So she's another one that you need to be following. All right. Influencer number three, actually a really good friend of Chelsea's. And again, I've met her in person, a lady named Giselle Ugarte. Giselle is a powerhouse for getting on video. She started out her career on YouTube doing makeup tutorials. And I think she worked for a news station at one point. If you go back and find her old videos, they're absolutely hysterical. She has also pivoted into working with Chelsea in the real estate world. I believe they partnered. They might actually still be in a partnership for one of their courses and programs. Her personality really, really engages you, and she teaches you how to get bright and energetic on video, creating confidence in who you are as you build that brand. So again, this really is one of those industries and how she teaches that it doesn't matter that you are not in real estate, but if you are, pay attention to Giselle. You'll see her on stage at Inman Connect. But if you're not, it's okay. Getting comfortable in front of a microphone is so important for a podcast host that listening to Giselle and taking in the things that she talks about, going unfiltered, coming out with no makeup on, telling your story, just being you will actually add to the value that you're bringing to your episodes. So put her on your list. All right. The fourth influencer that you've absolutely got to be following and probably listening to as well is a lady named Virginia. Virginia teaches Instagram Reels and how to be camera ready, and she does it legitimately from her laundry room. Okay, I do have a little bit of FOMO over her laundry room as well. I mean, mine's big and bright and airy, but to be able to produce an entire Instagram show in your laundry room, that's mad skills, guys, mad skills. Virginia also has a podcast though, and here's the correlation that I want you to take into your own business that really probably influenced this entire episode. I got to know Virginia by watching her Instagram Reels. She teaches tips, tricks, the same thing really that every influencer on Instagram who's teaching you about Reels teaches. It's how to make a great Reel. But then she also has a podcast. So I got to go from the short version of Instagram to the long platform of a podcast to develop further the relationship with Virginia, which is what you need to be doing as a podcast host. You need to use your social media as that entryway into you and your brand. Think of it like the billboard that you're flying by on the interstate and you glance up and look at. It's that little quick hits of dopamine. It's that little bitty viewpoint and lens into your ultimate, you know, world. But that podcast is where the relationships are built because they're long form. They're 10, 15, 20, 30, 45, 60 minutes long that your audience gets to engage with you. Now, Virginia is a podcast I listen to because although you would think, well, just pay attention to Virginia on Instagram. She's teaching Instagram. She goes so much more in depth on her podcast. In fact, on a recent episode, I was listening to her. She started talking about tonality, like the way that we speak. And what she said was she had found that in some of her older reels, she had a tone to her voice that was off-putting. It made her seem a little arrogant and know-it-all. And she said, that's not what I want my listener to feel and experience with me. That's not going to attract clients. And by listening back to her reels, she realized that and was able to change the tone and how she comes across on her podcast and in her videos. That little nugget of information, to me, I took and said, okay, that may be applicable to you, Virginia, for Instagram reels. I'm going to apply it to the podcast. So it doesn't matter what she's teaching. I can always find a way to incorporate it into my own business and my own podcast, my own life. And that's why she ranks up on my top five list of Instagram influencers to follow. Now, number five. Okay, I'll be honest. You've probably heard of this lady before. Her name is Marie Forleo. I follow Marie a lot more for mindset and less for teaching me how to run Instagram. I follow Marie because she's such a badass entrepreneur. And sometimes I just need that little hit of, hey girl, you've got this. It's okay. And Marie does that for me. I love that Marie dives into mindset and business and a little bit of everything in between. Because as entrepreneurs, we are wearing all the hats. We're doing all the things. And sometimes you just need that person in your corner that says, hey, it's going to get hard, but then it's going to get better. Yes, she sells her products and her courses. We all should as entrepreneurs. Yes, she has a podcast. Sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I don't. But the thing is, Marie puts out so much content that, like a really good best friend, I know I can always find her either in my podcast player or on Instagram. She's going to show up and she's probably going to show up with the message that I needed to hear at that moment. Not quite sure how karma works like that, but girl, it really, really does. So there you go. There are the five influencers on Instagram that I personally have saved, and I think that you should too. But I would love to hear back from you on who you're following because I'm always open to find some new people. I mean, there are billions of people out there and there's no way I've heard them all. So hit me up on my Instagram at It's Joanne Bolt and tell me who of my list has now inspired you and give me an idea of someone else that I should follow because I'd love to go try them out. All right, guys, that's it for this little shorty tip. I will see you same time, same place next week.
You just finished another episode of the B Word Podcast. Cheers to you. If I were with you, I would literally pop a big old bottle of Prosecco and pour you a glass. Since I'm not, why don't you do the next best thing and share this episode with one of your besties? Because we all know you've got that one girlfriend that needs to hear it. Thanks, friends.